That's certainly what we're hoping. We're hoping that a fair number of people see it and that it gives them the opportunity to learn more about the substance behind the race as opposed to just voting for, you know, names that they're familiar with or, you know, kind of making blind votes. We're hoping that this is a resource that people can access over the next couple of weeks.
One of the most difficult questions you asked them was if they were willing to retain or fire the school superintendent, Pamela Brown.
Right.
Did everyone want to answer that?
That did not sit well with a lot of the candidates. The format we used for the questionnaire was a Google form, and with that set up, you can make certain questions required. In other words, the candidate cannot submit the entire questionnaire unless they answer all the questions. And we thought carefully about the way that we went about it, and we wanted to make sure that candidates had to take a clear position one way or the other. And there were a couple of issues where a number of candidates were not comfortable doing that. One of them was the question about the superintendent. Would you vote to retain her or terminate her? And the other question that made a number of candidates uncomfortable was a question about whether or not they would support more charter schools in Buffalo.
But in the end, they did answer.
In the end, most of the candidates answered. Out of the 15, I think 12 ended up submitting the questionnaire, but many of them complained, you know, and it was good to get their feedback, but at the same time, it was intentional that we wanted to, you know, pin them down one way or another, and we recognize that those issues are not clear-cut necessarily, and that candidates certainly have more nuanced views than can necessarily be conveyed in a yes or a no. But at the end of the day, a lot of voters just want a clear indication of where each person stands on those issues.
Well, and certainly as all eyes are on this race, we are all wondering if this outcome will determine whether she's retained or fired by the board.
Certainly. It seems that there's quite a possibility that soon after the new board takes office in early July, that it may come to a vote. Carl Palladino brought it to a vote soon after he took office this year, and he's been very clear that it's his intention to press the issue. It's been pretty clear that he's backing certain candidates because that's his ultimate goal, and so it seems likely that he'll introduce the resolution again with a new board.
You follow the school board so closely. Have you ever witnessed such a divided board?
Well, certainly I think the Buffalo Board of Education has a history of ups and downs, and certainly there have been points in time where things have been fairly confrontational on the board. I would say this probably ranks pretty high.
But there have been kind of a decades of decline in poor governance that we've witnessed over time. Do you see something that they could do better in communicating with one another, or does it really come down to racial lines and a divide?
I think that's a really complicated question. I mean, certainly many people would agree with you that the governance over many years could have been better. And certainly, I think not just with the sitting board, but with boards for years past, you know, communication could have been much better, both among board members and between the board and the administration, and the board and the public and so on. I think that unfortunately a lot of times the important issues, the issues that affect kids, get overshadowed by personality conflicts, power struggles, all sorts of things that really don't serve the students of the district very well.
Mary Pasiak, education reporter with the Buffalo News. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Eileen.